In Burma, the junta was officially disbanded today after handing over power to a new so-called civilian government, the latest phase of a transition to democracy that has been widely criticized as a sham. The closed-door inauguration of the new government in Burma, known by its military rulers as Myanmar, was announced only after it took place, in keeping with the secretive style of Myanmar's military regimes of the past 50 years. Anna Roberts is the executive director at Burma Campaign UK. She says this is just a new disguise for the military dictatorship.
Rather than a civilian government, we can see it more as a civilian dictatorship, because what we've seen in Burma is we have not had free and fair elections. The elections last November were a complete sham process, completely rigged by the dictatorship in order to maintain power. Their proxy party won 80% of the seats, 25% of the seats already guaranteed for military personnel. So this new supposedly civilian parliament is essentially the same people, some of whom have taken off their military uniforms and are wearing suits. So it is very much still a dictatorship. And what we've seen of the sort of parliamentary procedures so far very much indicates that this will not be any sort of progress towards democratic freedoms or norms in Burma. Sessions have been closed. MPs have been told not to debate issues. If they want to ask a question, they have to submit their question 10 days in advance. And many decisions have just already been taken by the regime outside parliament. So certainly, the fact that it's a closed door is not a surprise at all, because this is an ongoing situation of continued dictatorship in Burma under the guise of a so-called civilian parliament.
Now, do we see any good coming out of this?
No, I don't think we do. I mean, there were some independent parties that took part in the election last year in the hope that they would be able to find even a little bit of political space. But what we saw was even though their expectations were low, they were very disappointed. Many lost seats in fraudulent vote counts, and those that are in parliament are really finding that they have no real space or freedom to develop their sort of political space properly. So I really don't think we can see this as a step towards democracy. You might find some commentators saying, well, we know this situation is not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction, and hopefully we can build more freedoms and space. I think that's completely misunderstanding the situation that we have in Burma. This whole process was designed by the dictatorship in order to maintain their power. They wrote a new constitution that's specifically designed to legalize dictatorship and maintain their power. The Burma's dictator, Senior General Thun Shwe, is still in charge behind the scenes. He's still head of the army. He's appointed himself head of a new state supreme council that wasn't even mentioned in the constitution. And this body, along with the National Defense and Security Council, will be the real sort of power holders in the country, not the parliament, which will be essentially a kind of rubber stamp parliament to create an impression of democratic institutions, but without any real power.
Now, shifting gears just a little bit here, parts of the country have recently suffered from an earthquake. Do you have any information on the damage that was caused?
Well, it's very difficult to get information because the regime don't allow free access to humanitarian organizations there. But we understand that there was quite severe damage to the region. I think estimates of the number of people killed are around 150. But again, as we saw after the devastation of Cyclone Nargis in 2008, this is a regime that blocks international aid, and so it's very difficult for people to get there on the ground.